And joining me now is Keeneland President and CEO Bill Thomason to update us on what is a very fluid situation. Bill, first of all, good morning. Appreciate the time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. These are obviously interesting times we're in.
And I'm sure that you are monitoring the situation even as we speak. This is obviously something that was announced this week, that Keeneland will race without fans. Is there a chance we could see Keeneland make a move like all other sports and say, you know what, we're just going to hold off for a couple weeks and we'll resume in maybe mid-April?
Well, you know, as we all know, the racing circuit, just there's so many important things that happen now as we prepare for the Kentucky Derby and as we move through the rest of the racing season. Our balance here is to make sure that we got to keep our fans safe. We know that. We have been watching this over ever since it happened. I had the question asked, you know, at one point, is there some tipping point or is there something, something that really caused some of the decisions to be made? And everybody remembers we're an international entity. From our sales, we sell to 38 different countries. So we have been watching this since things started happening in Asia. I mean, we saw what happened to Japan and Hong Kong and how they went first with racing with no fans. And first we started looking a month and a half ago, said, well, it seems extreme. And then the more it kind of came through, we've been planning for this eventuality. But we're going to take care of, we got to take care of our horses. We got to make sure the horses are also kept safe and kept on their training regimens, and that we keep all of the people who are taking care of those horses safe. We thought it's prudent for our horsemen. They count on these races. They count on us to have race days. They count on us to be able to have the races and pay the purses and make sure that our horses are taken care of and we take care of our owners. And then, you know, we left an opening that if all these measures that are being taken around the country have an impact, we've got some time. The race meet's a month long for us, so our community's looking forward to it. And if there's an opportunity in those last 2 weeks to be able to make a decision and know that we can do it safely for our fans and continue to let people enjoy this spring meet in Kentucky, all we did was leave an opening there and a glimmer of hope that all these measures we're taking are going to work. So we'll see.
Bill, talk about the additional measures that Keeneland will put in place for those who are going to put the show on, since there will be racing, jockeys, trainers, owners, racing officials, outriders, members of the media that will be allowed to attend. What additional measures will Keeneland have in place for those folks?
Well, we all know what's going on right now with the sanitary measures you have to take and all the swashing of hands and the social distancing. And fortunately for the care of the horses, we're going to be doing things for our grooms and the people who come in to care for them, making sure that we're providing facilities for them to be able to exercise good hygiene. And we're an outdoor sport, so the horses are outside. We know that animals are not at risk for as far as being spreaders of the virus. So all of these measures that you see, we're going to be doing. And then on race days, we're going to have minimal people of our guest services staff who are going to be there to make sure that we provide for the safety of the few participants that are going to be on our grounds. And on race days, they're going to be, let's just face it, we'll see how we get there, but we're going to vastly limit the number of people who are on our grounds and viewing the races and the ones, the owners who are going to be allowed to be there, the trainers, the grooms, to make sure that we're providing a safe racing environment, our regulators. We have a facility that we're going to provide accommodations for the people who need to be there, again, to conduct the events properly and proper regulatory authority, but then we're going to make sure that we take care of everybody who steps on our grounds. And that especially includes, Mike, our jockey colony, you know, whenever they come for additional measures we'll put in place just for that jockey colony. And and everybody has to just to know there's just not going to be many people around.
Yeah, yeah, because the jockeys certainly in close quarters with the jocks room there at every racetrack. And, you know, Bill, at the top of the show, I drew the parallel to the PGA Tour because of the fact that that's a sport that is played outside. And they initially said, okay, we're going to do this without fans. And then they took the approach that we're just going to cancel all of our tournaments until we have this thing under control. And one of the comments that resonated with them was from number one golfer in the world, Rory McIlroy, when he said, more than anything, everyone needs to get tested. Meaning, if they're going to play, all the players, all the caddies, they all need to be tested. And I'm just curious if that also applies to horse racing and to the jockeys that you just mentioned.
The one thing that we've all seen, there's absolutely nothing that's going to be off the table for all of us.
Yeah.
And you said at the top of the show as well, this happens and things are changing by the moment.
Yep.
We're getting more resources allocated. We're getting more ability to test all around the country. I think nationally and from the state level, we've always taken it seriously. Our governor's done a really good job. We work very closely with our state officials and especially local officials with our mayor. And what I feel good about is we're still a couple of weeks away. We've got more resources that are coming to us. We're learning more about what we can do every day to make sure that we keep people safe, everybody who's involved, so that we can do everything that we can to try to continue to take care of these horses and run these races in the right way and add stability to the industry, which we know that we need to do in a responsible manner. I can't even, with what's happened over the last week, I can't even imagine what's going to come in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Bill Thomason here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. And again, Keeneland opening April 2nd, they will race without fans at least until April 15th. We'll reassess, and as Bill just alluded to, that this is a developing fluid situation. And, you know, we'll probably never know if these measures are the reasons why the virus didn't spread. And that's not just in horse racing, but across the board in all sports. But I'm pretty certain we could say that because we're taking these measures, we can at least say we've done everything we can possibly do to keep this under control. And Keeneland, an industry leader at the forefront of that fight. And Bill, really appreciate you taking some time here to explain this to folks, and we'll look forward to the doors opening here in just a few weeks.
And we're excited about it as well. And we know that as people watch it, we've got our broadcast department, and you're going to be able to see some exciting horse racing on all the different places that we're going to be able to show it.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Bill Thomason here on HRN, like all of our guests who appear on the program, receives a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race, the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. You can wear what you love and embrace your passion at embracetherace.com. Bill, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me on.